ईशस्य केशान् विदुरम्भुवाहान् वासस्तु संध्यां कुरुवर्य भूम्नाम् अव्यक्तमाहुर्हृदयं मनश्च स चन्द्रमा सर्वविकारकोश ईशस्य केशान् विदुरम्भुवाहान् वासस्तु संध्यां कुरुवर्य भूम्ना अव्यक्ताहुर्हृदयं मनश्च स चन्द्रमा सर्वविकारकोश ईशस्य केशान् विदुरम्भुवाहान् वासस्तु संध्यां कुरुवर्य भूम्ना अव्यक्त आहुर्दयं मनश्च स चन्द्रमा सर्वविकारकोश read word by word meaning Ishasya of the Supreme Controller Keshan hairs on the head Vidu you may know it from me Ambuvahan the clouds which carry water Vasahastu, the dress. Sandhyam, termination of day and night. Kuruvarya, O best of the Kurus. Bhumna, of the Almighty. Avyaktam, the prime cause of material creation. Ahu, it is said, Hridayam, intelligence, Manascha, and the mind, Saha, he, Chandrama, the moon, Sarvavikara Kosha, the reservoir of all changes, translation by Stephen Bessis is from Srila Prabhupada. Translation: O best among the Kurus, the clouds which carry water are the hairs on his head, and the termination of days and nights are his dress, and the supreme cause of material creation is his intelligence. His mind is the moon, the reservoir of all changes. There is no purpose, so we'll read the next two verses. Text 35. Vidyan Shaktim Mahimam Mananti Sarva Mananto Anun Sarva Manvantaha Karanam Giritram Ashvashvataryus Ushtra Gajanakani Sarve Mruga Pashava Shroni Deshe. Translation: The principle of matter, Mahatattva, is the consciousness of the omnipotent Lord, as asserted by the experts, and Rudradeva is his ego. The horse, mule, camel, and elephants are his nails, and wild animals and quadrupeds are situated in the bed zone of the Lord. Text 36. Vayamsi tadvyakaranam vichitram manur manisha manucho nivasa gandharva vidya dharacharanapsara swaras mutir asurani kavarya. Translation and purport: Varieties of birds are indications of his masterful artistic sense. Manu, the father of mankind, is the emblem of his standard intelligence, and humanity is his residence. The celestial species of human beings, like the Gandharvas, Vidyadharas, Charanas, and angels, all represent his musical rhythm, and the demonic soldiers are representations of his wonderful prowess. Purport: The aesthetic sense of the Lord is manifested in the artistic, colorful creation of varieties of birds like the peacock, parrot, and cuckoo. The celestial species of human beings like the Gandharvas and Vidyadharas can sing wonderfully and can entice even the minds of the heavenly demigods. Their musical rhythm represents the musical sense of the Lord. How then can he be impersonal? His musical taste, artistic sense, and standard intelligence, which is never fallible, are different signs of his supreme personality. The Manu Sanhita is the standard law book for humanity, and every human being is advised to follow this great book of social knowledge. Human society is the residential quarters for the Lord. This means that a human being is meant for God realization and association with God. This life is a chance for the conditioned soul to regain his eternal God consciousness, and thus fulfill the mission of life. Maharaj Prahlad is the right type of representative of the Lord in the family of Asuras. None of the living being is away from the Lord's gigantic body. Each and every one has a particular duty in relation to the Supreme Body. Disruption in the matter of discharging the specific duty assigned to each and every living being is a cause of disharmony between one living being and another. But when the relation is re-established in relation with the Supreme Lord, there is complete unity between all living beings, even up to the limit of wild animals and human society. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu displayed this living unity in the jungle of Madhya Pradesh, where even the tigers, elephants, and many other ferocious animals perfectly cooperated in glorifying the Supreme Lord. That is a way to peace and amity all over the world. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobheshtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashchatya Deshatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratvishe Namaha Hey Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gauranki Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Bhescha Krupa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Sadi Gaurabhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. If possible, devotees can come a little forward. There's a lot of empty space. Please come forward. So welcome everyone for this today's morning Srimad Bhagavatam class. Especially I would like to take the blessings of His Grace Vrishabhanu Prabhu, who is like my father. So in these three verses we can see that Srila Shukadeva Goswami is continuing to explain the Virat form of the Lord, the universal form which is very difficult to understand, but that is how Srila Shukadeva Goswami began. Because the Supreme Lord is not easily available to us. We cannot understand the transcendental spiritual form of the Lord. And therefore, to get a glimpse of what the transcendence is, he begins with explaining what we can relate. We can relate something of this material world so that we get a glimpse of what is there in the spiritual world. And it is called as Drishtanta. Drishtanta is given to prove Siddhanta. Siddhanta is a some principles, spiritual or material, which we cannot understand. So therefore, some drishtanta is given, some material example by which we can get the glimpse of that principle. So here the Lord is explaining His universal form, the various things in this material world. Because in the spiritual world, Lord has His form. There is lot of misconception or misunderstandings about the form of the Lord, whether the Supreme God is having a form or whether he is a formless, nirvishesh, nirvikar, nirgun. These are the various ways God is explained. And those who are trying to perceive in that way, those who have their faiths very much rooted in that kind of concept, then it is very difficult to understand that there is a form of the Lord. That form cannot be understood through our material senses. Atta Sri Krishna Namadi na bhaved graya mindri sevon mukhe hi jivado swayam eva spuratya ada. So it is explained that Atta Sri Krishna Namadi, the form, the name of the Lord, His activities, His qualities, His pastimes, Atta Sri Krishna Namadi na bhaved graya mindri. With our material senses we cannot understand, because our material senses are imperfect. We tend to commit mistakes through these material senses. Sevon mukhe hi jivad. When we serve the Lord through our tongue, tongue is the medium by which we can understand the Supreme Lord. Tongue has two functions. One is to taste, another to speak. Tasting and speaking. So what we have to taste? How to understand Lord Krishna by tasting? ISKCON is famous for that, right? Krishna Prasad. Taking Krishna's Prasad, food which is offered to Lord Krishna. And everyone has that experience, how we eat same thing outside, it is different. And same gulab jamun in the temple, taste completely different. Srila Prabhupada called that as ISKCON bullets, by which our material life will be destroyed. And we get the taste of the transcendence. Something is higher than this material world. And everyone wants to take Krishna Prasad, right? We become hungry after hearing so much philosophy. And therefore Srila Prabhupada wanted that after every program, after every lecture, kirtan, there should be lot of prasadam distribution. Because presently we are not able to understand Krishna easily. But by tasting, our consciousness starts getting purified. Our intelligence starts getting purified. And through that spiritual intelligence, one can understand. One can get a glimpse of what is Lord Krishna. And second function of the tongue is speak. Speaking. Everyone wants to speak. The whole material world, everyone wants to talk something or other. All social media, internet, newspapers, everywhere there are talks going on. Some questions and answers. Somebody is asking questions, somebody is answering. So this tendency of the tongue, or somebody may write books, right? That is also another form of speaking. I write a lot of books because I want to be heard. My message should be communicated to so many people. So Srila Prabhupada, he kind of doted that propensity of everyone. That you want to speak, then speak about Krishna Katha. Because that will purify our tongue. That will purify our consciousness. So these topics of Lord Krishna, which are discussed between King Parikshit and Shukadeva Goswami, are not ordinary topics. They are purifying to both of them and people in general. As we can see that Shukadeva Goswami, who was a completely liberated person right from beginning of his life, he appeared there when King Parikshit had that strong desire to understand what is my duty. I am about to die within 7 days. Everyone is going to die, right? We cannot avoid death. Nobody plans for death also. That I am going to die and I should be preparing for it. Final examination. Lifetime is a preparation. And old age is for revision. Right? So we should prepare. Revise it again and again. How I am going to face this final examination. King Parikshit was quite young, maybe in his middle age, 40s or something. But he was having that curse on his head. Within 7 days he is going to die. And not ordinary death, natural death. The death by a poisonous snake. Takshak. Takshak is a snake bird, it is said, who will bite him after 7 days and he is going to die. And we can know that even a slight pin prick, we have so much pain. Or if somebody has undergone surgery or something, then first what they do is that they put some liquid in our veins. Anesthesia they give. And we can feel that it is moving in our veins, right? It is having its flow and we can sense it till some time. And after some time, we don't know what happens. We are not conscious. We go maybe into subconscious state. And then doctor does surgery and everything. And then after some time, the effect comes down. And we again come back to our conscious state. here King Parikshit is going to be bitten by a snake. He is going to feel the poison entering into his veins. And it is going to be a permanent death. He is going to die permanently. So what kind of experience, what kind of anxiety he may be having? So that was the situation of King Parikshit. And he was not an ordinary person. He was the king of this world, entire world. He was faced with this kind of situation. And he accepted that positively. He was not in a denial stage. He didn't say that I am not going to die. Whatever may happen, I will try to prolong my death. I will demolish this ashram of that Shamik Rishi. I will punish Sringi. No, he didn't do all those things. He accepted that he had committed a mistake. He had offended a Brahmana. And he knew the power of Brahmanas. Brahmanas can be so powerful. Their words can destroy entire generations if they are displeased. So therefore even Lord Krishna tells his children in Dwarka, do not offend Brahmanas. So King Parikshit, he was going to face that. And he became very much detached. He gave up all his worldly possessions. He gave up his royal dress. He gave up his crown. He gave up his family. He gave up his kingdom. He gave up his sword, which he was taking around, trying to protect others. And now he is thinking that what is this use of this piece of metal? What this sword is going to protect me now? It is useless. Because I am going to die within 7 days. And who will protect me now? What is my hope? Externally he gave up everything. His treasury, his animals and everything, whatever he had, we can imagine. So many attachments we have, to give up one attachment is so difficult. But he gave up. As a king, it is not easy. And then, internally, he gave up the mentality of being a king. He gave up that thought also that I was a king. Sometimes somebody may get retired and after so many years they are still thinking about their position and dreaming about going to that place again and again. But he gave up that also. And then he was now a seeker of the truth. He had those sincere inquiries. I want to understand what is the goal of my life, how to face this death. And whenever somebody has such kind of desire, what is the purpose of my life? Who am I? What should I do in this life? How to come out of the cycle of birth and death? These are the queries one should ask in the human form of life. Srila Prabhupada also explains in this purport that how human form of life is meant for God consciousness or Krishna consciousness. to awaken our original consciousness. That is the purpose of human form of life. In other forms it is not possible to come to that higher stage of Krishna consciousness. But in human form of life it is very much possible that one can come out of the cycle of birth and death permanently, not for one life, but permanently one can go out of this material world and go back to Krishna, where there is eternal life. That is the permanent world. This material world is not a permanent world. It is constantly changing. Everything in this material world is continuously changing. We cannot stop anything in this material world. So therefore, we may not have the glimpse of the spiritual world, that there is variety, there is form of the Lord, and we are also from that world. Therefore, this kind of explanation is given to get a glimpse of the person, personal form of the Lord. Therefore, this kind of Virat form or the impersonal way it has been explained. And when one goes beyond this, then one will get a glimpse of what is the personal form of the Lord. So therefore, this kind of explanation is given. And here it is explained that how Krishna's artistic sense, how the various things in this material world, especially the birds, it is explained that the parrots, peacocks and cuckoo birds, which we almost every day see in our Vrindavan forest, they come and sing there. So we can observe that their musical sense or their aesthetic sense is so appealing or so attractive. So we can imagine how attractive must be the person who has created everything. Srila Prabhupada explains that if the painting is so beautiful, then we can understand how the painter must have that beautiful talent, that he has that art to manifest everything in this material world, or which we can perceive what is his imagination. And Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita that buddhir matam asmi, the intelligence of the intelligent person comes from me. I am the taste of water. I am the strength of the strong. Everything comes from Lord Krishna. We do not possess anything. It has been given to us for the time being. So here, King Parikshit, his consciousness is very important. How we maintain that consciousness. He didn't get disturbed. He knew that he is going to die. And he knew that I have got only 7 days now. 7 days left in this human body. And I don't know where I am going to go. So let me completely focus my mind in trying to understand this truth. And Shukadev Goswami also, we can see that he came there. How he came is also very mysterious. And when he came, he was followed by some children and ladies and other people. Those who were completely misunderstanding him, they were thinking that he is a kind of mad person moving around here. He doesn't wear clothes, and how he is just going around. His bodily features were so attractive that even they were attracted, that he looks to be a very nice person, but what is this? There is no dress code for him. So they were misunderstanding Shukadeva Goswami. But other sages, those who had assembled there, Srila Vyasadeva, Srila Narad Muni, and so many sages from various planets, they had come there. They understood that he is not an ordinary person. He is extremely advanced, transcendental, pure devotee of Lord Krishna. He is completely liberated. He has nothing to do of this material world. And he is the right person to speak on this topic, because he doesn't have any kind of envy towards anybody. He is so learned. His understanding of the topic is so deep. He is the right person. And everyone unanimously selected Shukadeva Goswami. Yet yes, he is the person who can answer the queries. He will explain whatever questions King Parikshit has, he will explain. And we can understand that Shukadeva Goswami, he took that responsibility. It was not an easy responsibility. We may have to give 1 hour of Srimad Bhagavatam class, and we have to prepare so much, so many days. And here is Shukadeva Goswami, who is going to speak for 7 days. Not sometime in the morning and evening and then directly Krishna Katha. He is going to speak all the various topics of Mahapurana very systematically. Everything is so precisely, intelligently organized by him. Very nicely prepared and presented. So that is the intelligence of Shukadeva Goswami. And we can understand that this was the kind of discussion which was not an ordinary discussion. The topics were not mundane. They were not material topics. They were spiritual topics. Topics of Krishna Katha, which one cannot speculate. To go more deeper in these topics, one has to be extremely pure. The hearer also has to be very eager to hear, and the speaker also has to be very qualified and very pure in his heart. And not only just speaking, but he should be also following in his life. And he should have grace of the Lord to speak on such topics. So we can understand that Shukadeva Goswami and Parikshit Maharaj were going to have this kind of high level soul searching talks. Very, very high level. Very, very extremely, they were going to go more deeper and deeper. Because for King Parikshit, he was having only 7 days. And he was totally focused on the transcendent sound vibration. For him, nothing existed in this material world. Only the sound vibration he was attached to. Krishna Katha, that was the only interest he had. There was no any other deviation or distraction for him within mind. He was wrapped in attention, and therefore he is glorified as a person who perfected his life by hearing, attentive hearing, total absorption. And in that way, one can go on the higher levels of transcendence by hearing, simply by hearing the transcendental sound vibration. One can actually reach to that platform, the spiritual transcendental platform, just by hearing. Because this transcendental sound vibration has that kind of power to transform a person from material platform, material consciousness, to the transcendental consciousness. Even whether he may be in the still present material body, still, just by hearing, one can reach to the transcendental spiritual platform. And King Parikshit was so much absorbed. He was not having any material needs now. Whether he is hungry or whether he is thirsty, whether it is a day or night. He was not having any kind of anxieties which ordinarily we may have. In fact, he was beyond time. The time did not affect both of them. Shukadeva Goswami was also not affected by time. He was not saying that, okay, I have talked for 4 or 5 hours, now let somebody else talk. We will discuss this Bhagavatam turn by turn. And when it comes Krishna Katha, 10 canto of Bhagavatam, I will be there. I will take that lead because I am expert on that topic, going more deeper into Vrindavan Katha and Krishna Katha, Krishna's childhood pastime with Krishna. He was not kind of tired of speaking. He was going systematically. Whatever King Parikshit is asking, he is answering. He perfectly kind of mix everything. He knew that there was some other kind of transcendentalist also sitting in the audience. So for them also let it get benefited. And others who are yogis and jnanis and so many other types of mystics, you know, let them also get benefited by this Krishna Katha. Because this topic of second canto is also Krishna Katha. It's a Virat form of the Lord. And we only know Viratka form. If Virat is in the form, then India has some hope. Right? Sorry for digressing. But here Krishna is explaining Virat form. Krishna's Virat form, gigantic form of Krishna, right? So that is also very interesting to hear. So if somebody is interested that, then we should hear Srimad Bhagavatam. And we'll get purified. So this discussion was going more and more deeper every day. Every day they were going more deeper and deeper. They were not thinking that now it is enough. I have heard everything. Now stop it. I will do my bhajan now. Whatever time he had, he perfectly utilized that. In hearing, he was getting more absorbed. And he had completely forgotten that he is going to die within 7 days. In fact, he forgot that he is going to be bitten by Takshak snake, who is a very poisonous snake. He thought that let this poison in the heart be first get cured. There is so much poison in my heart. Anartha. Unwanted things. And because of that, I was thinking that I am the king. I am the ruler. I am the doer. This kind of position was so kind of affected me. So better leave that position. And even in the position there is poison. In the word position there is poison. So how dangerous it can be, right? Taking any position, it can be very dangerous. If that mentality one develops, it is so difficult to give up that mentality. So therefore he is thinking that let this poison get cured or let it come out of me. Let me just think that I am servant of the servant. So that is the right consciousness of hearing. When somebody is into that level of consciousness that there is nothing existing when I am hearing Srimad Bhagavatam class. That only Krishna Katha, Bhakta, Bhagavan and Bhakti. Then one can get a glimpse of what is transcendence. That beyond this material world, there is spiritual world. And if I simply hear Srimad Bhagavatam, Nashta Prayeshu Abhadresh, Nityam Bhagavatam. So here in the Bhagavatam also explained that all the Abhadras, they are clean. They are getting clean just by hearing. We don't have to do any other tapasya, any other austerity or atonement. If we simply hear Srimad Bhagavatam, so many unwanted things within the heart will get cured. So we can understand that Shukadeva Goswami and King Parikshit, they were having this kind of historical podcast. Podcast is not a new concept. Radha Dityu Prabhu immediately grasped it. Because what is a podcast? Two people come together, somebody asks question, they bring a very nice celebrity and they ask some anchor will ask some question. And more they start getting more deeper and that becomes interesting. And that they broadcast. They put on the various social media. Let everyone hear. Right? And it maybe lasts for 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours max. And then they get tired, they take a break. But this kind of podcast was going on for 7 continuous days. So we can imagine how many reels and shorts must have been created. 1 minute, everyone wants to create impact within 1 minute. I will create something within 1 minute. So many have to just follow me. So Shukadeva Goswami and Parikshit Maharaj did not have that kind of need of followers and podcasts and kind of shorts. And they were so much absorbed that still we are broadcasting it. Srimad Bhagavatam, 7 days of Srimad Bhagavatam has become kind of branding for many. It is Sapta, Bhagavat Sapta, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam Sapta has become kind of a very normal routine actually. It's a practice, standard practice, that I must hear Bhagavad Katha at least once in my lifetime. Some as a pious activity or something like that one hears. So if we go more deeper in Srimad Bhagavatam, we will realize that it is not just a ritual to hear Srimad Bhagavatam. It is not just gathering some knowledge so that I can impress people. But it is a heart transformation. As Shukadeva Goswami is speaking more and more deeper, he is also getting more and more deeper insights. It is not that whatever he had knowledge, he is just now as a routine he is giving. But Krishna Katha is so powerful that even the speaker gets benefited. So we can understand that this Srimad Bhagavatam, the discussion between Shukadeva Goswami and King Parikshit, is not an ordinary discussion. King Parikshit perfected his life by hearing, and Shri Shukadeva Goswami perfected life by chanting. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu. These are the simple activities. If we simply hear and repeat what we have heard, then our life will be perfect. Hare Krishna. So we have to end on time because a lot of guidelines are coming. So we'll stop here. Anybody has questions or comments, you can meet and discuss. Maybe Vrishabhanu Prabhu has some comment. No, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. No. Hare Krishna. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Thank you.